Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host for this program, a very special program. We talk about the spiritual side of life in a very meaningful way here. This may be, well, I don't want to exaggerate, and I don't think I am. I saw a guy with a t-shirt on yesterday. He had on a blue t-shirt, and it said, "Believe the hype." Believe the hype. Well, okay. But I don't think this is hype when I say that this may be the most important radio program you've ever listened to. And the reason is this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm writing a book right now. It's called Recovering Health and Wholeness, A Metaphysical Journey Back Home. Recovering Health and Wholeness, A Metaphysical Journey Back Home. It's a very, very nice book. And I say in that book that today a lot of people are not in very good shape, emotionally, physically, mentally, and most importantly, spiritually. It says in the Bible that that which is seen is made by that which is unseen. And so therefore, when you look at what kind of a mess people are in nowadays, well, then you wonder what the unseen forces are that are making them that way. And for that reason, ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. And maybe this program will be of help to you in that regard. I welcome all of my listeners in the fantastic area of Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix, Mesa, and all those wonderful places there in the great Southwest on KFNX 1100. I welcome all my listeners on KKNW 1150 up in the beautiful, beautiful, stunningly beautiful city of Seattle. And of course, I welcome my visitors down in Southern California in the Inland Empire and Los Angeles area, San Bernardino, Los Angeles, and thereabouts, Palm Desert. I welcome all of you. You are my favorite people because you're my listeners. Now, let's begin talking about the spiritual side of life. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the problem that we have, most of us, is that we're lost in our emotions and we're lost in our thinking. You know, the squirrel cage of thinking, worries, doubts, and fears. Worries, doubts, and fears, daydreams, planning, scheming, dreaming. We're lost in the imagination. And we're lost in all kinds of emotions. In fact, our problem is we get upset too easily. So what happens is you get upset. So what happens when you get upset? What happens when you get irritated? You know, you go out in the world and somebody cuts in front of you, or your wife says something, or your kids don't listen to what you say, or your husband makes a remark, or somebody doesn't say good morning to you. You get irritated. You go to work. There's extra work on your desk. What happens when you get irritated? Well, you start to get upset, and the more upset you get, see, you become nervous, tense, and so on and so forth, and you look for symptom relief. So maybe you go and eat something, or you smoke something, or you drink something. See, or you try to distract yourself with music or daydreaming. But the more up you get, see, then eventually you become resentful. Yes, you resent the upsets and the irritations. You resent them, see? And then when you resent them, you feel guilty and you want to escape. That's the cycle. So we need to end that cycle, and I'll tell you how as soon as we come back from this important announcement. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. I've been on the air almost a quarter of a century. Yes, almost a quarter of a century I've been on the air, helping people, talking about how to deal with stress. See, that's so important. All right, so there you are. You're irritated at somebody. And then you escape into something or other. You escape into your food or into music or into drugs or alcohol or simply daydreaming. But when you escape there, two things happen. First of all, you become somewhat unconscious. That's why you eat too much. Have you ever stood, have you ever had a bag of potato chips and you start munching on it before you know it, it's all gone? Or a box of chocolates and you want to have one, then before you know it, you have touch. So you start eating. When you start eating, you have a little bit of awareness, but what you want is to escape from the reality of all the irritations and exasperations and resentments. You want to escape from them, so you go into the food, and before you know it, you're gone, and you eat too much. See? Or you eat the wrong kind of food. And then what happens? Well, then when you come back to reality again, then you're worse off, first of all, because during the time you were gone, you were unaware, and you made mistakes. Mistake number one probably was just eating too much or eating the wrong kind of food. So there you are. Now what do? Well, you resent the food, see, or you resent yourself. And so you vow that you're going to exercise more and so on and so forth. But you see, the daily irritations add up and the daily resentments. So there's actually two or three factors involved. Number one is the irritation. It'd be better if you were not irritated in the first place. I can help you with that. I have a meditation. I have a little meditation that you can practice that helps you to be more aware. So when something comes along that would have irritated you, instead now you stand back and you observe it. See, instead you stand back and observe it and let it pass instead of getting irritated. When somebody comes along and they say something, or your kids don't listen to what you say, or your husband makes a remark or what have you, instead of immediately jumping at the opportunity to become irritated, jumping at the opportunity to become to judge them or to resent them, instead you stand back, see, you mentally stand back, you observe the situation, and by standing back, what happens? Number one, you get the big picture. Number two, you don't get sucked into it. You don't lose awareness. Number three, you hang on to some dignity, some calmness, some patience. See? All right. And then, having dealt with the moment properly, there's no need to escape. See? So let me go over the ground one more time. I've always done things is you get irritated, resentful, angry, upset. See, you allow things to sneak up on you. You resent them. See, then you become irritated, nervous, tense, and so on and so forth. And then eventually you can't stand it anymore, so you have to escape into something. So you escape into television, into music, into marijuana, into alcohol, into food, see, into distractions, into pleasure, into entertainment. See how that works? Or you escape into work. See, you escape from the husband that irritates you or the wife that irritates you by just staying at the office and working and working. You see how that works? All right. So, but now, if you could practice the meditation, see, first thing in the morning, practice the meditation a little bit, a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes or so, Now you are pre-armed with patience, pre-armed with awareness. So now when something comes along, instead of immediately getting sucked into upset, see, making a mistake, see, and then wanting to hide from seeing your mistake, instead you can remain aware and deal with the situation with some grace, with some equanimity, with some poise, with some reason. See what I mean? Maybe not perfect, maybe not perfectly, but a little bit better, and at least you'll hang on to some dignity. See? Then you won't have to escape. You will have dealt with the moment properly, and now you won't need to escape. You see what I mean? You won't need to escape into the music, the food, the marijuana, the drug. You see what I mean? Okay, so that's how important the meditation is. So now can you see, if there were a little distance, just a little mental distance between you and the problem, it won't be a problem anymore. You'll just observe it, see? A little mental distance between you and that which might have irritated you in the past or upset you, see? See, and now you learn not to become resentful. So now instead of a snowballing effect of things getting worse and worse and tensions building up and so on till they become health problems, mental problems, relationship problems, see, until you boil over and explode over in anger and upset, or see, become a tense, nervous basket case. Now instead, you have little moments of success, and they begin to add. They become cumulative, see? Now, the other beautiful thing is that when you're more aware and you're not upset, then you're not lost in the imagination and you're not lost in emotions. Now you're more aware. Now you can realize things. See, now you begin to have insights. You begin to have understanding about things. See? Isn't that beautiful? I know you've... Look, here's a situation, typical situation. Let's say your kids, they always irritate you. They always exasperate you. They make you angry. They make you resentful, etc., etc., etc. But then how about one day when your child is sick? Okay? One day your child is sick. Now what? Now you stand back and there's your child. You walk into your little child's bedroom and there's your child. Or maybe not even sick. Maybe your child is just sleeping. And there she is sleeping, and she's so sweet while she sleeps. See? And suddenly your heart is flooded with love. All right? Love and understanding. Well, that's what you need to have all the time. Love and understanding. So you won't become upset and irritated and resentful. My meditations are very important. Go to talktoroland.com. Talktoroland.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, my name is Roland. I welcome all my listeners in the Phoenix area, in Seattle, and in Southern California. Now, I want to make a couple of very important statements. Yes, I'm going to talk about relationships in just a moment, which I already have. I've already said that if you can see that what I'm saying is true, and if you're serious about being a better person, see, And if what you've tried in the past hasn't really helped a lot, it's helped a little bit. Look, the little, you know, affirmations and the daily, you know, little sayings and the daily little verses from the Bible, they're all nice. And, you know, the certain types of, you know, exercise is nice, and nice music is nice, and going to church is nice. Listening to positive things is nice. Those are all nice. Those are all very nice. But, more is needed. So you need something more. Nice is palliative care. That's what I was talking about in my new book, incidentally. My new book called Recovering Health and Wholeness, A Metaphysical Journey Back Home. See, I'm a metaphysician. Yes, I'm also a psychologist, but I'm also a metaphysician, and I'm a pastor. Yes, indeed. But I'm a very special pastor. I'm a pastor for people who don't go to church. I'm a pastor for people who fell through the cracks. Sure, if you go to church, you can listen to me too. But my point is, I don't have a church. I don't work for a church. I don't get paid by a church. I'm a little volunteer guy, and I help people on the internet. That's right. I help people on the internet, and I help people all over the world. That's right. I help people all over the world. I answer questions. I even have free chat. I have people that come in from Spain, from Nigeria, from Ghana, from Norway, from France, from Sweden, from Canada, from Italy, from everywhere, all over the world. People come to my sites, and I do it all for free. I do it for free. Okay? Now, so if you're serious about getting better, and how about your relationships? Look, remember how I said, remember I gave you this little example, and it's so good I'm going to repeat it. Your child irritates you. You get angry at your child. You become impatient with your child. You don't want to, but you do. Okay? You don't want to, but you do. And you know it's good, but you do. But at nighttime, when you tiptoe up the stairs and quietly open the door to see if your child is all right, and there is your child, and she's asleep, or he's asleep, and she's so beautiful, or he's so beautiful, they're sleeping. And all of a sudden, you are flooded with understanding and with love. See? Now, wouldn't you like to have that all the time? Wouldn't you be so much better off? Well, that's what my meditation will help you to do. Remember I said when the situations that used to irritate you and sneak up on you and irritate you, now if you had a little mental distance by beginning the day with a little meditation, now you have a little mental distance. There's the situation, but this time, instead of getting pulled into it and getting upset, you stand back and you observe it with understanding, with love, with the same love and understanding that you observe your child sleeping sweetly, or you observe your wife sleeping sweetly, or your husband. The same understanding now you have in that moment when you would have become upset and irritated and impatient. And now, instead of becoming upset and saying the wrong thing, becoming angry and saying the wrong thing, or doing the wrong thing, or storming off, now you stand there with patience, with understanding, and now what comes forth from the patience, what comes forth from your understanding, what comes back from mental distance, what comes forth is something reasonable, something just the right, you'll have just the right touch, you'll say the right thing or do the right thing. Now, wouldn't that be so beautiful? Imagine how your relationships would improve. Imagine how less tense and nervous you would be. Imagine how much more of a beautiful life you would have. Well, you better go to my website and check out my meditations. My name is Roland. I'm your friend. I'm extending my hand in friendship. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals. But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland. I'm your host. Now, undoubtedly, this program will be here at this time, at least for the time being. I am on several stations, and I don't know if I can keep it going. I really don't know. If somebody doesn't step forth to help me, you know, to make a donation or to make donations, if people don't step forward to help me, I just may not make it. See, I buy the airtime. I actually buy the airtime. This is a labor of love. I don't know if I'll make it or not. If I don't make it, if I suddenly go off the air, then you'll know where to go. You go to talktoroland.com, talktoroland, R-O-L-A-N-D, talktoroland.com, or to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. Or talktoapastor.org. Any of those will take you right to our 24/7 self-help resource center. Now, what do you need now? If you're listening in, now you know that you're lucky to have me. You're very lucky to have me. I may not be around forever. Things don't last forever. People come and go. In the book I'm just writing, in the opening chapter, I talk about Ralph Waldo McBurney. Waldo McBurney, when I first wrote, I wrote the book several years ago, and I'm now updating it. I wrote the book and I referred to him, and he said, Waldo McBurney at that time was 104. He was still going to work. He was the oldest working, you know, daily working person in the world, I think, or in America, probably in the world. 104, still going to work every day. And he said, we dig our graves with our forks. That's right. He said, we dig our graves with our forks. Very nice man, Waldo McBurney. They did so. I think 60 Minutes and some different programs on television, they covered his life because he was a really cool guy. Anyway, yesterday I went to see if he's still around, and he passed away at age 106. He was still working. At 106, he was still working. But he passed away. So my point is, things don't last forever, so take advantage of my program. Write down how to get to me. It's very important. Talktoroland.com, or commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org. That's how to get in touch with me. You need my meditation. You need my books. You do. In fact, I've got some cool stuff. If any of you listening in the Phoenix area, the Southern California area, or the Seattle area, if any of you go to my website, talktoroland.com, if you go there and then up in the right corner, you'll see where you get an ebook for a small donation. If you go up there, send me an email and say, hey, I'm listening to your program in Seattle, or I'm listening to your program in Phoenix. I'm a new listener. You know what? Pick one of the books and I'll send you an ebook for free. I'll send you an ebook attached to an email for free. Okay, just for checking in with me from Phoenix or from Southern California or from Seattle. Okay? All right. I also have a really cool 5-minute meditation, and I have a new app, meditation app. You can find it if you go to my site and look for it for your Android or mobile device or iPhone. So I've got some wonderful resources for you. Take advantage of them. Learn to calm down. Learn to find the spiritual side of life. Life will be so sweet. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Burke, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, indeed. You can listen to my program on our archives, 24/7 radio archives. You can listen to our podcast of this program and many others. You can get a free 5-minute meditation. You can look inside my books. They're on Amazon. I've written 16 books. So let's do it. What are you waiting for? Let's get started. Start living life calmly and finding the spiritual side of life again. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.